KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, skies should clear out, and we have mostly sunny skies, a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, swimming is not recommended in at least 7 of Iowa's state park lakes for the last weekend of the hot summer, and Mary Skopek is the beach monitoring coordinator with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources.
Right now we have 5 beaches that are not recommended for swimming due to E. coli bacteria advisories. And then we have 3 additional beaches that are recommended for not swimming based on algal toxin levels that we see.
Recent heavy rains have contributed to a rise in E. coli bacteria by washing manure spread on farm fields into the lakes.
The E. coli advisories that we have this week are on Backbone Lake, Lake of Three Fires, Prairie Rose Lake, Union Grove Lake, and McIntosh Woods, which is on Clear Lake. And then for the algal toxin warnings, we have Union Grove Lake, Denison Beach at Black Hawk Lake, and then also Black Hawk State Park.
Elsewhere in the news, one of 2 school districts in Fremont County looking to merge this winter because of financial difficulties is overspending more than initially expected. The Daily Nonpareil says the Hamburg Community School District spent about $450,000 more last fiscal year than it was allowed to under state law, according to an estimate shared by Superintendent Terry Keneally on August the 18th. Iowa controls the maximum amount of spending by public school districts to keep spending equitable, so neighboring districts don't spend dramatically different amounts of money per pupil. Districts that cannot stay under the spending limit, referred to as having a negative unspent budget authority by school officials, are forced to cut their budgets, consolidate, or face being dissolved. Keneally said Hamburg's overspending may be adjusted, but will remain close to the current estimate. Hamburg's excess spending climbed from an original estimate of about $300,000 this year. Both Hamburg and Farragut Community School Districts, its proposed partner for consolidation, have to go before the Iowa Department of Education School Budget Review Committee, or SBRC, in mid-December to present a plan to address overspending. Hamburg's deficit in fiscal year 2013 was $46,350, according to the Iowa Department of Management. Farragut's deficit for 2013 was $511,482. The districts successfully circulated a petition last month to hold a special election in December to reorganize the districts, which would increase their shared authority and cut costs to address the budget restrictions. The Green Hills Area Education Agency will hold a hearing on the proposal September 24th, which will determine whether the merger goes on the December 2nd ballot. The Hamburg and Farragut school boards will hold a joint meeting on September the 10th with Jeff Berger, a deputy director of the Iowa Department of Education, and Amy Williamson, the chief of the department's Bureau of School Improvement, to review findings from site visits, which will include an update on the district's financial situations. The districts jointly operate a middle school in Hamburg and a high school in Farragut, both of which carry the Nishtabotna name, but have separate elementary schools, superintendents, and school boards. If they reorganize, they'll create the Nishtabotna Community School District. Cass County Engineer Charles Marker Friday morning provided the Board of Supervisors with an update on various county secondary road department projects. Marker said motorists on Interstate 80 in Cass County can expect to experience some detours in September. He said there was a pre-construction conference with the Iowa Department of Transportation earlier this month with regard to the I-80 bridge north of Mount Marnie, that's Cass County Road M56, for which AM Coron is the contractor.
September the 8th is the starting date on that bridge. And their intention is they will close the interstate overnight for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night so that they can knock the deck out of the bridge and it can fall down on the interstate and they can clean it up. But the way they close the interstate is they make the vehicles exit on the exit ramp that would go on to M56, but simply come up to the top of the hill and get right back on the entrance ramp. So they're swinging them out around the bridge by going up over the ramps. Our involvement is simply we have the detour route around it, which would be the people going north on M56 will need to go 1 mile east on Boston Road, north under the interstate, and back west to get onto the north side if they want to go toward Omaha. Or, of course, they've got the other alternatives of going over to Walnut and getting on there, or getting on at the Elkhorn Road if they don't normally use the Marnie Road.
Other bridge projects include those involving deck patching. Denko Construction has already completed one of the projects located by the valley across the Nishtabotna River. One of the 9 projects planned, though, has been dropped for now. That's because the level of repair was more extensive than first thought. so the affected bridge deck is slated for replacement at a later date. Other work is set to begin along County Road N28. Marker said that the bid letting for the landfill bridge will take place in October, with work slated to begin on August the 3rd of next year. In our funeral announcements this morning, Ivan Lund, age 71, of Anita, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ivan Lund will be held today at 10:30 at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Daniel Chapman, age 15, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Daniel Chapman will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Nadine Kinkle, age 56, of Erling, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Nadine Kinkle will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wendell Lynch, age 86, of Exira, died Sunday. A celebration of life memorial service for Wendell Lynch will be held today at 1:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Betty Mae Fenn, age 84, of Oakland and formerly of Carson, died Wednesday. Services for Betty Fenn will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Lois Marie Query White, age 94, of Iowa City, died August 19th. Graveside services for Lois White will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Lansing Funeral and Cremation Service of Iowa City has the arrangements. Vernon King, age 78, of Adair, died August 14th. A memorial service for Vernon King will be held Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. E. Wallace Wally Dick, age 89, of Stewart, died Wednesday. Services for Wally Dick will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Laverne Joy DeWitt, age 84, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday. Funeral services for Laverne DeWitt will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ariel LaBelle Jensen, age 97, of Sun City, Arizona, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Ariel Jensen will be held Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery at Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dorothy Forsman, age 98, of Panora and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Forsman will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Guthrie Center Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Opal Lenore Bishop, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Opal Bishop will be Wednesday at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.